Welcome to episode 3 of the second series of our podcast. In this episode, I chat with Rory O'Neill, physio and founder of Rathoat Physiotherapy, a holistic physiotherapy practice in Rathoat, County Meath. We chat about Rory's philosophy and approach to working with clients. For example, Rory explains if a client comes with back pain, he and his team look at the root cause of the pain and work out a treatment plan. Rory's approach is very much about the root cause of physical pain and injuries and working out the treatment plan accordingly. There are lots of takeaways from this chat with Rory. I hope you enjoy. Rory, it's great to have you here on the podcast.
Thanks very much.
Rory O'Neill has got this amazing physiotherapy practice in Rathoath in County Meath, and I first came across you, Rory, when I damaged my hand.
That's right.
And I was just amazed by by your approach. It was a little bit different to other physios that I'd gone to. You know, I was kind of going, oh my God, what's he doing now? And the result was that the hand got back to normal activity.
Yeah, great.
And I'm now going on to train as a yoga teacher in September as a result.
Fantastic.
Of that. So that was great. So, Rory, for the listeners, maybe you could just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, your philosophy here in Rathoat Physiotherapy, because I know it's not just your regular physiotherapy, and where you're coming from.
So, like, I qualified from UCD with my degree in physiotherapy like 24 years ago, and I think in college, and I think it's probably the same in medicine as well, is that, you know, we're kind of taught to, I suppose, address symptoms that when, you know, someone comes in maybe with a knee problem and they have symptom A, B and C, that we potentially try and box that into a, you know, one of 10 or 15 potential diagnoses for the knee. And so I found that I was about 5 or 6 years practicing and I was kind of getting frustrated because I felt that there were times where, like, I was getting good results, and then there were other times where I was getting mediocre results, and then there was other times where I was getting no results. And I was questioning a lot of things and sort of saying, do I feel like I'm shooting in the dark a lot of the time here? At the time, I was also suffering myself with some really chronic back issues. And I'd had a lot of, you know, physiotherapy, a lot of osteopathy, and I'd get short-term relief, but nothing was kind of getting on top of it. And again, I was getting worried about my future career with my own struggles. And so I started researching things online and looking at various different approaches. And I came across a particular approach that was emerging from the States, and it was talking about how previous injuries in our body could have a, you know, in, you know, a year, 5 years, 10 years in the past, could have a big influence on our present symptoms, and how, for example, like an ankle sprain a few years ago could have a knock-on effect whereby it changes the way our muscles like recruit our pattern or coordinate through our body, and how that previous issue down the ankle could be having a knock-on effect up into the hip or the lower back or something. And so I started kind of pursuing it, and I went over to London and I took the foundation course and found someone to work on myself. And for the first time in years, I started getting improvements in my own symptoms, for good, as in not just temporary relief. And I suppose when I saw the benefits of myself, I started throwing myself into it with all my own patients, started finding that my own patients were getting really, really good results. Found then I was starting to attract a lot more people, I suppose, like myself, who'd had chronic issues and were struggling and had had maybe lots of other treatment and weren't getting results. And I found that this new approach, which was very much a holistic approach, that, you know, you look at the whole body. So if a pain is in, you know, the ankle, for example, you look right up through the system. And I just found my enjoyment for what I was doing as a practitioner just started to really increase. I've seen results. I felt like I was getting to the root of issues. And so since that time, I've explored like so many other avenues. It's just kind of, you go down a rabbit hole and it just leads so many different ways. So as I said, I went and did all the other levels of the course. I went on then and I started, gone into craniosacral therapy as well, which has been absolutely amazing. Just, you know, that's something so gentle and, you know.
Maybe tell the listeners just a little bit more about craniosacral.
So the cranium refers to the skull, and the sacrum is that triangular shaped piece of bone right at the very base of our spine in our pelvis. And, you know, the craniosacral therapy basically explores the influence of the skull, which houses the brain, obviously, and the spinal cord, essentially, right? So, you know, the membrane that surrounds the spinal cord the whole way down to the sacrum. And it's used an awful lot with babies. So babies who have, you know, newborns or shortly after who have, like, you know, colic or, you know, are crying incessantly and there's no real reason for it. And in babies, it's hugely, hugely effective. And, you know, we brought our own daughter, you know, when she was 5 weeks old, who was having issues on two sessions and stopped crying and never looked back ever since. But in adults, it has a big, big influence too. And like we all, sometimes people don't remember it, but we all have traumas to our head. Okay, you don't have to have a memorable, you know, concussion or anything like that, but we all bang our head at different times through our lives. Emotional states can have a big effect into it as well. And craniosacral therapy involves very, very gentle work on the various bones around the skull and the base of the neck and down around the base of the spine at the sacrum. But it, you know, for something so gentle, it's extremely powerful. And again, like your classic, you know, it's like, you know, your classic things that I would treat will be, you know, people with chronic headaches, migraines, people with, you know, temporomandibular joint, jaw pain, facial pain. But also, like, I very commonly find it implicated in, you know, the average person coming in with back problems, you know. And but again, it's another avenue of how the whole holistic approach of how we can influence the body with so many different modalities. So, yeah. There are all the things.
Yeah, it's amazing. It sounds similar to, because I was saying that to you, I was injured and spent a couple of years recovering. I had to go to Russia and injured a part of my brain.
Yeah.
And it sounds similar to some of the Russian treatment I had over there. They were very in tune with, in line with what you're doing.
Yeah.
And again, amazing results. Mm-hmm. You know, I got back to running and all of that.
Yeah.
I think that's what's really attracted me to your physiotherapy practice plus, I should say, physiotherapy plus. The holistic approach that you have.
And I think, like, none of us, like, I think still, no matter, like, the more I learn, the more I realise I don't know, but I don't think any of us, like, realise just how infinite all the various influences and connections are within the body and, you know, how everything can, like, we know that, like, our emotional state can influence the physical and stress levels and, you know, dietary effects onto the physical as well. But as I said, there's so many connections, and I think, unfortunately, it's one of the areas that is lacking maybe in modern medicine is that, you know, modern medicine essentially just treats symptoms, whereas, you know, there's so many other areas that can be looked at that can get, you know, more onto the kind of cause of those symptoms.
There's a root cause that's kind of, and, you know, it really fits in with this podcast, Simply Holistic Living, and the underneath the tagline is feeding the mind, body and soul, and it's that connection.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's, that is. You know, with the physical and, as you're saying, the mental, emotional state and our mental health.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I was injured, I was 2 years at home, my mental health really suffered.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because I didn't see any way out or any way forward. Yeah.
And everyone's like that, like, you know, young people who are athletes, they, you know, when they're out as well, like, you know, but again, it's bringing in, as I suppose, like, and my, you know, my approach is only one very small area. Like, you know, as I said, like, an awful lot of my clients, like, will be addressing things other way, as you said, like, you know, with, you know, yoga, with meditation, you know, looking at their diet and there's, yeah, so it's just one component, but I think the more that we bring in from all the others, you know, the better the overall result we get.
But it sounds like that's what you're fitting in, all those different components then.
Yeah.
Here, if a client comes, you know, so
not everyone takes them on board, but, you know, we try to point people in the right direction.
Yeah. So what are the services? You know, you have your physiotherapy service, but what are the overall services that you have here just to?
Well, as I said, we provide physiotherapy for such a wide range of, you know, musculoskeletal conditions, I suppose, primarily. Yeah. And as I said, like, with some of the more specialised training that I've done, then I would do a lot of work and I get a lot of referrals from maybe local dentists and stuff like that too, for people with, you know, jaw pain and facial pain. As I said, I'm seeing an awful lot more, you know, word of mouth referral on things like migraines and headaches, because, as I said, like, they're these are things that, unfortunately, they're quite difficult to address. And I said, medication and, you know, stuff like that for most people is not really the way to go. And then, like, we see a lot of chronic issues as well, because, as I said, when you utilize the more holistic approach, like, chronic issues are, like, a chronic back pain is never just a back, you know, it's okay. Never just an issue with the back. It's more, there's usually multiple factors kind of going on, again, related maybe to previous injuries in the past or different things going on in the body. So we try to, with the approach we use here, we try to identify those and, you know, kind of peel back the layer, so to speak, and address those. And then we also then have a few other modalities in the clinic that, you know, we utilize. We utilize, like, red light therapy as well. It's something that, again, I came across a good few years ago and started using it on a personal level, found it really, really beneficial, and then started utilizing it with patients here, and now kind of trying to promote it on a little bit more of a bigger level within Ireland itself.
So, tell us a little bit more about the red light therapy, what that does.
So I suppose when I came across it years ago, I was, and I stumbled across it, I was reading, and, you know, you see that it has so many benefits, you know, for the body on so many different areas that, like, at the time when I was reading about it, I said, sounds a bit too good to be true. Like, how can something be beneficial for skin health? How can it be beneficial for, say, arthritis? How can it be beneficial for fatigue? How can it improve sleep? How can it improve our general wellness and our energy? And it's kind of gone, sounds like a bit of a gimmick or a fad or something. But then when I kind of looked into the science and the research behind it, it kind of made a lot of sense how it helps on so many levels. Because, so, red light therapy is usually kind of composed of red and near-infrared light. So these are two, I suppose, wavelengths in the light spectrum, okay? So kind of in the middle of the light spectrum. So, and they're the, I suppose, they're the wavelengths that are present in sunlight, okay. But without the ultraviolet, that's also present in sunlight. So what red and near-infrared light do is they have a direct effect on the mitochondria within our cells. And the mitochondria, so to speak, are like the engine in our cells. They are what work and produce, like, energy or ATP. And the more efficient your engine is functioning, the better your cell functions, okay? But throughout, like, our lives with illness, like the natural aging process, you know, if you have been unfortunate to have various different injuries, or say you just got recurrent chest infections and you need loads of antibiotics or whatever the case may be, what tends to happen is that ability of the cells to produce energy decreases. Okay, so instead of the cells, like, you know, functioning at like 100% efficiency, they might be down to, you know, 60% or 40%. And it's a little bit like your phone battery. When it starts to get down to those lower levels, things start to slow up and function less optimally. So what red and near infrared light does is it has a direct effect on that energy production. So essentially it acts like as a boost or a recharging effect, and it helps to restore, you know, back up to that 80%, 100% capacity. And when you get that, regardless of whether it's in, you know, a skin cell, a muscle cell, a nerve cell, bone, whatever, and you get that cell functioning at its optimal level, you're going to get benefits within it. So that's why, like, for, you know, chronic skin conditions, like, you know, with eczema, psoriasis, or anything like that, you know, you get benefits. You're also, generally, as you get a increase in cellular energy, you get a reduction in inflammation and so many things in our modern, with pathologies and with modern stuff, especially with those chronic conditions we spoke about, are usually related to high levels of inflammation in the body. And there can be multiple effects of it. But if you can reduce those high levels of inflammation, generally you're going to get big, big improvements in all those systemic things we talked about, like better energy, better sleep, better mood, less stiffness, less pain. And then that facilitates you to, like, you know, make better choices. Like, you can exercise more, you know, if you sleep better, everything's going to be better. So that's one of the beauties of red light therapy. Again, it's another modality that I feel like, you know, gets to the root cause of issues. Like, it's, you know, you can't really get anything more root or basic than that cellular level. Okay. And if you can improve things at a cellular level, it's just like it's a domino effect and the whole way through the rest of the system. So that's one of the things that really appeals to me about it. And so we do utilize that here. And then, as I said, a couple of years ago, I was getting some of my own kind clients asking me about products and where can we get them. And there was no one in Ireland supplying products or anything like that. So I decided then to look into supplying the products in in the country, and also trying to maybe like just boost a bit of awareness of it, because I think for people with chronic conditions, it's, you know, that are unfortunately not given maybe many solutions under the modern medical system outside maybe of medication or stuff like that. I just think light treatment is just such a really, really good modality, and it's so simple, it's so easy to use. Obviously we have it in a clinic here, but like, but home use devices is something that you can do just very simply at home, very, very easy to utilize. And, you know, there's no side effects. Like most people with a chronic condition will tell you, they feel better in the summertime. Yeah. Everything's going, yeah, like the aches and pains are less, or they go to Spain for 2 weeks and their arthritic knee pains or whatever like that seem to really reduce. And generally speaking, if people experience benefits like that with sunlight or summertime, like, it's nearly a guarantee they're going to get benefits with red light therapy, because as I said, it's mimicking those beneficial wavelengths that are found in sunlight.
So it's like plugging in.
Exactly.
To charge those.
Charging up.
Yeah. Charge. It's like charging up.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah.
And you're actually selling those red light therapy,
yeah,
equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
now,
I said, I just saw an area in the market, and there was really only kind of, at the time, there was only kind of suppliers in the US, and obviously, you know, it was difficult for people to get them here with, you know, shipping charges and customs charges, mm-hmm, and everything like that. So as I said, I looked into supplying them, and, you know, that's what I'm doing now as well. And it's an area where I can see, like, you know, every few months, like, just the awareness of it is growing and growing and growing. And even in, you'll see it in a lot of the big mainstream health podcasts now, like, you know, some of the top researchers in the world, you know, like Andrew Huberman and, you know, Gary Brecken, some of these guys, like, they are actively, you know, speaking of the benefits of red light therapy, you know. And I said, like, they're not, you know, affiliated or anything like that. They're literally talking about how, like, a beneficial modality it is on, again, so many different levels. So I think people are becoming a lot more educated on it now. And as I said, we've had great feedback from, you know, so many clients. And nearly, I would kind of go as far as say that some of the people who have the most kind of stubborn conditions that have, like, they've really struggled with, you know, to find a solution. Some of these people are the ones that red light therapy has had the most profound effect on, and it's, you know, really allowed them to, you know, I suppose, get their life back on track. And so,
and a lovely way too, because I know I got the sauna, the blanket,
yeah,
out from you,
yeah,
and I just use that to relax, get in, and 20 minutes or, yeah, whatever, on a busy week,
and
it just feels really good,
yeah.
You know, I had a little read on the website, but I understand a lot more now from what you're saying. That it does feel like, can I get out and charged up and I have huge energy.
Yeah.
Much more energy for the day.
Yeah, and that's it. It's just improving cellular energy and reducing inflammation. There are the kind of two key areas.
Yeah. Yeah. So if anybody's listening that is thinking, oh, that's amazing, if I could get something at home, that maybe lives the other end of the country and can't actually get into you here, but they can ring up the practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Our, like, our own, we have a dedicated website now for the red light therapy, which is lumired.ie, so lumired.ie. So we've loads of information on the website about, as I said, all the various different things it can help with, and, you know, the science behind it, and, you know, so you can educate yourself quite a bit from it, lots of blogs and everything on it. And as I said, we also have kind of a pre-purchase, you know, advice. So you can schedule like a consultation over the phone, whereby like we can advise people on, like, because there is various different products. So people are often a little bit confused as to what would be best for their needs and their circumstances and everything like that. So as I said, we do kind of offer that kind of advice service where people can, you know, schedule a little consultation call. And I give them usually a call, and we have a chat about their needs and everything like that, and, you know, find the best product that's going to work for them, you know, because as I said, depending on what you're trying to achieve, there's different sizes of panels, and so trying to find something that works for people on a budget level and, you know, on a size level and, you know, within their home and everything like that are all important things. So, you know, we do that quite regularly, and people like it, and, you know.
Yeah. That's what I noticed from your site, because when I went onto it first, I thought I was going, oh my God, there's so much information.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But because I'd already been with you, getting physiotherapy from you, I was able to ring up and, you know, find out as well. And that was great. But I know initially I bought the lamp, and that was brilliant for healing for the hand.
Yeah.
Do you know, it just accelerates.
Yeah, and that's exactly how it does.
That healing. and I had been off my yoga. I'd signed up for a yoga teacher training, which I couldn't do, but I hadn't been able to do yoga.
Yeah, because yeah, you couldn't, kind of you couldn't take the weight through the arm. Yeah.
And you know, within 6 weeks, I was back doing the yoga.
Yeah.
And that was the result of the lamp.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I was like, wow, this is fantastic. Just to have that healing modality that you have the equipment. I think what I felt was it was very empowering.
Yeah.
That you didn't necessarily need to go to somebody. You have this equipment at home.
Yeah. And that's what I do really encourage people. Like, as I said, it's like so many things. Like, consistency is the key to getting kind of benefits with anything. If you have a device at home and you do use it, like, anyone who's consistent in use gets benefits. Like, I've found that across the board. So as I said, like, if you do, like, I try to encourage people to use it daily. But if you do, as I said, like, even 4 or 5 times a week, and it only takes 10, 15, 20 minutes, depending on how much the body you're looking to address. But it's simple. It's comforting, you know, feels nice. And so.
What I also liked as well, it was within budget that you had on site, you had a payment plan that you could follow as well. So, it didn't break the bank, the cost of it anyway. It was within budget. It was.
Well, as I said, like, you can, there's all, like, even with some of the smaller devices, you can, you know, and cheaper devices, you can still get very good results to them. You might just have to spend a little bit more time in order to get the coverage of the body. But as I said, you can still achieve really good results with a smaller device. It just depends on your needs.
So that's really was great, because that's one of the key things I wanted you to talk about was the red light therapy. The other thing I noticed coming into the practice today was the breathing techniques.
Oh, yes.
On your list of services.
Yeah.
And maybe because I'm coming from a yoga background, I was, and also when I was in Russia, there was a lot of breathing techniques well involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was fascinated, thought, I'll have to ask Rory a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I suppose when we spoke about there a little bit earlier of how I kind of went down the rabbit hole with all the, you know, various different holistic things, on, you know, one of the courses I was doing, breathing work came into it. And I suppose talking about, like, the influence of the diaphragm on, you know, our system and our diaphragm, while it's our main breathing muscle, it's also the roof of our core. And the diaphragm can be massively implicated with, you know, back pain and everything like that. And then our diaphragm would also be very influential too with, like, our emotional state. And, you know, so people who are stressed, you know, tend to shift from that nice kind of belly breathing to kind of breathing up into the upper chest and, you know, the neck area and everything like that. And so we were introduced, I suppose, to breathing techniques of how bringing people back to gentle diaphragmatic breathing can have a huge, you know, profound improvement in, let's say, for example, their core, you know, activation and, you know, kind of stability through it. And I found it, like, absolutely amazing. And I think one of the interesting analogies, I did that initial course, or even I went on and did more advanced kind of breathing course as well. But as, you know, as babies, we are all born with the ability to breathe perfectly. And if you look at a newborn baby, like, asleep, you will literally just kind of see them there and their mouth is closed and they're breathing in and out through their nose. And you see their little tummy just rising and falling and, you know, they look so peaceful. But if you look at maybe, you know, so many, you know, adults, you'll often see people mouth breathing. Okay. And, you know, that's, mouth breathing is basically the number one cause behind snoring. Okay. And we all, as, you know, as adults, again, like, you know, as we grow, go through life, through stresses, through traumas, you know, things like abdominal surgeries, you know, and everything like that, we don't like to breathe down into our tummy, and we tend to shift sometimes into this kind of upper breathing. But breathing up into the chest and everything like that tends to be very, very inefficient. You utilize less of your lungs. And then also on our nervous system and our, you know, parasympathetic nervous system, it, like, tends to have quite a negative effect on that too. And, you know, we all know, like, in the backbone of yoga, isn't it, that you start the class and you just, you know, you lie there and you focus on breathing through the nose and maybe breathing down into the belly. And, like, anyone who's having a stressful day, if you try to say to them, like, take, you know, 90 seconds and just literally stop, close your mouth, breathe through your nose, and you're pretty much guaranteed you're going to feel better, all right, because it has that just calming effect on your nervous system. So we would find, as I said, in some people, and I've seen it in so many, even children or teenagers that I treat as well, you know, even some of the very active ones playing a lot of football, that a lot of times they're coming in with, you know, knee pain and stuff like that. And when we go through our sequence of testing and try to identify maybe kind of what's going on, very commonly we'd often find like issues with the ability to breathe and diaphragmatic breathing kind of going on. And by literally spending a few minutes just reteaching that ability to breathe through the nose and breathe down into the abdomen, you can shift their whole muscles that might have tested weak around their knee, retrain the breathing patterns for a couple of minutes, and they will instantly test strong again. And they're usually the ones that literally send them off with some breathing work, and a week or two later they're back running around the football pitch with no issues whatsoever. And again, you see it in adults and elderly and everything. So it's, you know, it's one of these things. And as I said, nasal breathing is the way we're designed to breathe, but we lose that a lot of time through our lives. So as I said, improving just the ability to nasal breathe, like even if you're driving your car or something like that, just even tune into what you're doing and, you know, close your mouth and just focus on breathing through the nose and breathing into the tummy is like one of the, that's the really simplified, but it's the whole backbone behind efficient breathing and optimal breathing for the body.
It's amazing. So, I mean, if there's listeners out there suffering and they're not near you to get into your physiotherapy practice, but that's certainly one thing that anybody listening to could look into, some breathing techniques, some courses.
One of the top breathing, I suppose, gurus in the world is an Irish guy called Patrick McKeown from down your neck of the woods, Galway area. So he's written quite a few books. I think The Oxygen Advantage is one of his biggest ones. And I've done one of his courses. But like, as I said, he has some really good TED Talks and, you know, some stuff on YouTube. But that is like the backbone of his whole approach. And again, his approach comes from originally from Russia, from, you know, it's the Buteyko breathing and stuff like that. But as I said, that's all, like, as his kind of, I suppose, his catchphrase, you know, behind everything he does is shut your mouth and change your life, you know. And it's literally just close your mouth, breathe through your nose, and everything's going to get better.
So that's a lovely way to wrap up, telling listeners to shut their mouth.
Shut your mouth and change your life.
Love it. It's something that you can remember. It's tangible.
Yeah.
And it's so simple. And having gone through all of that personally in my recovery, and you've had your own issues as well.
Yeah.
I think it's something, you know, we've experienced, and I'm sure there's people listening here who are experiencing difficulties and thinking, how can I access that first step to recovery and breathing?
Breathing is fundamental.
Breathing fundamental.
It's the one thing we do 24/7. It never stops. You know, from the moment we're born to the day we die. It's the one thing you do, like, all night and everything like that. And again, another classic thing, if you wake up first thing in the morning and, like, your mouth is dry and, you know, you feel kind of tired and everything like that, you know, it can be a classic sign that, like, your mouth breathing through the night, and again, you're inefficient. So really working on improving your ability to nasal breathe can make such a difference, even on your sleep quality. If good sleep is the backbone.
It's fundamental. Yeah. So, you know, that's, and again, coming back to this podcast, it's Simply Holistic Living. Mm-hmm. You know, it is about that simplicity, not stuff that we have to spend a huge amount of money on.
Mm-hmm.
And your breathing is free.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
anyone can do it. You don't need any props or anything.
And as you say, there's a few, like Patrick McCone that you mentioned as the guru of breathing. I'm going to check him out myself. So, you know, that's a lovely kind of, a lovely thing for people listening to access and to kind of say, to come away with. Mm. And that's what these podcasts are about, is that there's something that listeners can come away with.
Yeah.
As well as being able to access your website, the Lumi Red, to look at the equipment that you can have for home treatment. And I can certainly testify that, you know, it's made a huge difference.
Yeah, it's great
for me. Also, because I do a lot of driving for work as well. So I've got the sauna blanket to get into that. And it's made a lovely difference in my back, and it's just fed into everything.
Yeah, good to hear.
So I certainly encourage anybody to check out the Lumi Red as well.
Yeah.
And also to, what do we say? Shut your mouth and change your life.
That's it.
So, Rory O'Neill, it's been a pleasure to have you on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And hopefully we might get to talk to you again.
Absolutely, It'd be great.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll leave it at that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Julie.
Well, I really enjoyed my chat with Rory. There are two takeaways for me from this chat. The first is the connections in our body, how everything is connected in our body, and the importance of getting to the root cause of any injury or pain that we have. And the other takeaway is the breathing techniques that Rory spoke about, how we all need to breathe more consciously, and the difference that the diaphragmatic breathing that Rory spoke about can really make to our general health and also healing from any injury or pain that we have. Rory can be contacted on his website, rathodphysio.ie, or the lumired.ie for the red light therapy. I hope you enjoy listening to my chat with Rory as much as I did, and that there are some takeaways, I am sure, for you in that conversation that I've had with Rory.